We'll get right into the show in just a minute, but first, most of the time, I don't recommend that anybody listen to any podcast except The Brad Johnson Show, because, let's just be honest, most podcasts out there are hashtag loserly to the extreme. But I have recently found and discovered and come across and discovered some other podcasts that are not that loserly. They are actually pretty winnerly, and I want to introduce you to them in their own words right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to break away from the everyday norm of politics, gossip, everybody else telling you what to do, come check out Jace the Producer Presents The Shuffle. Find me on your favorite podcasting app. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. And of course, you can hear me on a few select internet radio stations. We call this The Shuffle because I don't stick to just one general idea, theme, whatever. I let the music tell the story for me. So if you like music and you want to break from your everyday grind, come check out Jace the Producer Presents The Shuffle on your favorite podcasting apps today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Brad Johnson Show. This is a very special episode due to unforeseen circumstances, which I totally saw coming. The South by Southwest conference has been canceled, and that is a pity because I was going to give an incredible keynote. I mean, it was going to literally blow the socks off the roof, and now the world will not get to hear it, and that is a tragedy beyond tragedies, and I could not let it stand. So what I did is I went ahead and I recreated in my backyard the exact setup that would have been at the conference. Now, I just do want to clarify that South by Southwest, they, I was expecting an invitation to be a keynote. Definitely just waiting. I'm pretty sure it was in the mail, and just with all this crazy stuff that's been going on, pretty sure it got lost is why I haven't gotten it yet. So I do just want to clarify that. But yeah, if they want to maybe fix that, the South by Southwest people should definitely get in touch with me. Anyway, so I went ahead and just created basically what the stage and the setup and all the staff people would have been in my own backyard, and I went ahead and just gave my speech, okay, just like there was an audience in front of me. And I am speaking to you, okay, my podcast audience, because I know that you're the type of people that would come to a conference like South by Southwest. Therefore, I just had to imagine, like I do when I'm podcasting, I just imagine the crowd out front, and boom, I just give an amazing speech like always. So what you are about to hear is what I would have given at the South by Southwest conference if I had gotten that invitation, which I'm pretty sure was coming in the mail, and if it hadn't been canceled like it was, unfortunately. So the tragedy has been averted, thanks to me, as usual. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and remember, share this out with people that you know who need some winningness in their life, because, I mean, this is the stuff, people. This is the keynote stuff that you can't get anywhere else. I dare you to find this sort of thing anywhere else. So enjoy it. Without further ado, hit it, James.
The Brad Johnson Show.
I'm turning losers like you into winners like me.
You're about to enter the winning zone.
Hello, Austin. It is me, Brad Johnson, here to give you a keynote. I gotta say, I love this conference. This is probably one of my favorite conferences, and anybody who knows me knows that I know conferences because they call me the conference king for a reason. Obviously, because I know conferences. I keynote at most conferences. The conferences that I don't keynote are not conferences worth being at, okay? You don't even want to attend a conference if I'm not keynoting it, and I know that's gonna offend some people, but you know, I don't care. I'm not the type of person who beats around the bush because, I mean, you know, bushes have feelings too. We don't want to be beating them or animals. I'm totally against that. I just want to be completely upfront about that. I'm completely against beating animals and bushes. And, but yeah, so we're being at the conference here is so great. And you know, when people ask me, you know, Brad, what are your thoughts on this conference on South by Southwest? And I usually just say, you know, I think there's the conference is great, but I don't think the people are. And you know, again, I'm not beating around the bush because that's wrong. I'm coming right out and saying what I feel. And what I feel is that there is a problem with not the conference, but the people, okay? Because the people are not where they should be. And you know, you may be saying, well, Brad, I'm here at this conference to improve myself. And I say to you, why didn't you do that yesterday before you came? I mean, that would have been really nice for all of us if you had actually like improved yourself before coming here. not very thoughtful and not very winterly. And that is really what I want to talk to you about. But before we get into the winterliness and how to actually move yourself from where you are to where you could be potentially, but not very likely, I just want to say, you know, my hashtag is hashtag Brad Knows. So if you have any questions, I am so good at answering questions. I'm good at asking them as well, but definitely good at answering questions. So if you have any questions, use that hashtag Brad Knows, and James over there, he'll be taking in the questions, and we'll be doing a Q&A session later. And you know, whatever you want to talk about, whether it's, you know, how many yachts do you own, Brad, or how many mountain chalets do you have, or how many hot tubs do you have in your mansion, I'm totally open to any questions. We could also talk about, you know, business, mindset, huge. I'm very big on mindset. It's something that you know, I've put countless hours into fixing other people's mindsets because they're just so messed up. Thankfully, I haven't really had to work on my mindset at all because, you know, just natural giftedness in the mindset department. I actually had a brain scan, and the doctor actually asked me, he was like, Brad, did you know how gifted you are with your mindset in your brain? And I said, well, I just kind of figured that I was, but it was a rude wake up when I realized that not everybody was. Anyway, all I have to say, hashtag Brad Knows, get me your questions. James will take them. We'll answer them. I'll answer them because that's what I do. James, what is that person doing? Oh, that's a sign language. Yes. No, totally. Yeah, I do sign language too, actually. Yeah, she's just saying what I say. It's kind of hard to have a conversation when it's like you're talking to your echo. Okay, that's really distracting. Can you please? Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, I know, but can you just, can you like back up a little? Okay, I'll just talk to this side of the room. Oh, there's one on that side. What? Okay. Okay. No worries. All good. Like I said, I can speak sign language, so I know what they're saying. I know that they are communicating my message to you, and that's very important because, yeah, you need it. Believe me. So let's get down to it. Okay, people, it's about winterliness. Now, like I said, the people here at this conference, I think by and large, not all of them, because I know some of my good buddies are here, and they are rocking it like me. And because of that, they are the hashtag winners that this world needs. Now, most of you, though, are not. And why? Because you are not winners. Therefore, you are hashtag loserly. Now, again, I don't want you to be offended by what I say, but if you are, I don't care. But if you are, then I want you to know that it's not intentional, it's just the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts, and when it does, that's when you get the band-aid of self-improvement to put on you. But it's more than a band-aid. It's more like a homeopathic naturopath doctor who comes in and is there 24/7, except like when you're in the shower and stuff, and they're just helping you fix all of the loserliness that is there. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about today, is just how to move from where you are to where you want to be. And my journey on that path is something that inspires a lot of people. Heck, I mean, it inspires me a lot of the time when I think about just my journey of awesomeness. And really, you know, people talk about the hero's journey and the hardships they had to overcome. And really, what I ran into was not personal hardships, but more just the hardships of having to interact with society and people on a lower level than I was. Now, that, talk about hardship, okay? But I overcame. Now, how did I do that? It's a long story, but we have time. So strategies, it's all about strategies, because a lot of people go through life and they're just kind of flailing, okay? Imagine somebody is in the water and they've never been in the water before, okay? Their mothers didn't even bathe them when they were babies, okay? That's how unaccustomed to the water they are. They probably don't even drink it, okay? Which is so bad for you. I can't, like, that is just, I don't even want to get on that topic. Speaking of water, though, Hashtag winning liquefied is definitely the water that you want to be having and bathing in. Also, I fill my pool with it. It's very, the amount of minerals and electrolytes contained within this water. I mean, it is it is bottled and in a place called Colorado, and it's a mystical, magical place, and they have the best water in the world. And you can't get it anywhere else. So hit me up if you want some winning liquefied. Okay, right back on track here. Speaking of water, they don't know. Imagine that person in the water. They've never seen it. They don't know what it is. You just throw them in there. Okay. What are they doing? They're flailing. They are kicking. They are screaming. They're probably drowning. And if they drowned, then they're probably dead. And if that happens, they are no more. And then that's it. Okay. So at that point, you got to wonder, what did they do wrong? Now, somebody like you might look at it and be like, well, they weren't bathed as a baby. And I would agree that was probably the wrong move on the parents' part. However, the real thing is, an expert like me would look at it as, I'm going to take off my jacket here, get warmed up when I'm giving a keynote, you know. So the real issue, though, is, here, James, hold up. The real issue is that they didn't have a strategy going into the water, okay? Now, you may say, Brad, they didn't know they were going into the water. And I would say, true, but they should have anticipated it, okay? Strategy is all about anticipation. You can't have strategy without anticipation. The words go together, even though they're completely different. They really just blend together. So strategy and anticipation and strategy. You anticipate the kind of strategy you might need for life, okay? So most people are just like that person who's never seen water, just flailing around. They don't have a clue what they're doing, yet the winners are just swimming, like doing the butterfly stroke. I'm really good at that stroke, actually. I don't like to brag, but Michael Phelps, actually, he was struggling. And so I kind of gave him some pointers and stuff. Really, really took his game to the next level. Anyway, so that's what the winners are out doing. They're doing the butterfly stroke across the pool and just completely dominating. And you may be like, why? And the reason is because they anticipated the pool of life. Okay, sometimes you're just walking along and you think this is just a concrete road. And it's like, no, that is the edge of a pool. And you just fell in without a strategy. Now you're drowning. Now what? You're going to die. Okay, that's really the stakes that we're dealing with here, people, is that kind of level. So you want to prepare. Now, strategy is only as good as a strategist. Now, that's a big word that a lot of people might not know, but it basically means somebody who strategizes, which is also a big word, which means to make a plan in your brain of things that you will do in the future, but possibly might not do in the future if the things that happen in the future are different than the things that you planned for in the future. So that's basically what strategy and strategizing and strategizer are, okay? So the best winners are going through life with a strategy from a strategizer. Now, for an ultimate winner like me, who's really just made it to the pinnacle, you are your own strategist, okay? But I think most of the people sitting in the seats of this conference hall right now are not those type of people. And because they're not, they are not the strategist. They need a strategist in order to create a strategy. Okay, this is the difference between winning and losing in life, is having a strategy or not having a strategy, because you get thrown in that water and then you're drowning. And instead of doing the butterfly stroke, which you could have if you had a strategy, you just are in the water and that's it. Okay, so how do you either become a strategist or get a strategist? And this is a question I get all the time, and I just want to clarify, this is not something that is easy. This is not something that is going to come easy, okay? Well, for me it did. But for you, I'm guessing it's probably not. And the reason is because you don't even know how to strategize to get a strategist. And they are in high demand, especially the ones that are effective, like me, that are good at what they're doing, like me. I basically don't have time, okay? If you wanted to talk about retainers, like, well, we can talk. You could talk to James. But if you did, then, you know, we'd just be able to see if we work something out. I mean, we're definitely looking at the high 5-6 figures per month, and then it goes up from there. So, but like I said, I'm totally probably not going to have time, but I'd definitely talk about it if you were interested. That being said, I think the biggest takeaway that I want to leave you guys with before we jump into the Q&A is to don't drown, because then the water has won. And sometimes water is winning, like Winning Liquefied is water, which is winning, which I'm going to have a sip of right now. Yeah, just needed that to loosen up the old vocal cords. Winning Liquefied from BJS Industries. Amazing stuff. So don't let the water win, but win the water. Thanks, guys, very much. And we'll be right back in a minute here to answer some of your questions. Wow. Oh, man. Just blown away. Blown away. It was a magical moment being able to deliver that out to the invisible crowd out there. I could hear them cheering, though. And by them, I mean you. And the biggest cheer that I could ever hear from you is just to see a post on social media of you sharing this with your friends and family and enemies and, you know, business competition, and just show them what they're missing by not listening to the Brad Johnson Show. That is the biggest cheer that I could hear from that speech. So if you got some nuggets of wisdom, I want to hear about them. Hit me up on social media at Brad Johnson Show. You know how to get in touch with me, people. And don't forget to check out that course. Click the show notes and check it out down below. You will be so glad you did, because, I mean, if I'm this good with audio, imagine me with a video. All right, we'll talk to you next time. Ciao.
You've just listened to an episode of Awesomeness. Now, go out and spread the awesomeness and help others fix the mess that is their life, and help them stop being a loser and start winning in business, health, and their personal life by getting them to listen to The Brad Johnson Show. Book your face, tweet your tweets, and Insta your grams at Brad Johnson Show. The Brad Johnson Show. Winners only.
When I was in school, I absolutely hated writing. It wasn't until I was a bit older that I came to understand the power of words. If you're a business owner, you understand that power too. A business blog, when done right, can drive sales, increase revenue, and get you more customers. But as a business owner, you probably don't have the time to do all that writing. Plus, if you're not a copywriter by trade, you might feel like you're just kind of throwing words out there and they're not actually accomplishing anything. The good news is, there's a simple solution. Check it out. I call it the ultimate blog post checklist for businesses with online stores. This checklist will allow you to write better, more effective articles that convert readers into buyers. It's full of easy-to-follow examples to get your creativity flowing based on experience of nearly a million words written, and best of all, it's effective on any type of article in any industry or niche. I've successfully used this exact checklist on topics from pool table reviews to investment advice. Tired of spending tons of time writing stuff that doesn't convert? This checklist will change that by giving you highly effective blog posts and articles that transform readers into paying customers. Go to invicta.enterprises/free checklist and start saving time and transforming your writing now. That's invicta.enterprises/free checklist.